Well, shall we then say the Angelus in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the power of the
Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, the Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth
your grace into our hearts, that we may be worthy of the salvation of Christ your Son,
who was made most by the message of the Holy, made his passion and cross, be brought to the Lord, his resurrection, through the same Christ. The Father, and the Son, and the Spirit. Sisters, thanks for the privilege of speaking to you.
The car's not here, Father.
Please?
The car's not here yet.
What did he do?
You want to...
About the spirituals.
Huh?
What's the spirituals? What did she say?
She says, you may.
She says?
Yes.
Can we continue?
Yes. Until Pa gets here.
I'm sorry to impose it.
Now, sisters, this subject, the 6th and 9th commandments, we could speak for 2 semesters. Now, our concentration here, of course, is on chastity. Now, in the Catholic version of the 10 commandments, we then separate the 6th and the 9th commandments. However, once God became man, he elevated, did he ever elevate the 10 commandments? What did he do? Our Lord, first of all, said, no more divorce and remarriage. Well, how could he say that? Among the Jews in the Old Testament, did the Jews divorce and remarry? Did they?
Yes.
And in New York City, where I taught for 14 years, when Jews marry, not all of them, but many of them, when they marry, on the day of their marriage, they also sign their divorce papers. I'm not joking. In the event that the marriage does not work out, they're both at peace, they're quiet, it's the wedding day. What did Jesus do? He restored marriage to what it was before the fall. Before the fall, what did God tell Adam and Eve? You shall be two in one flesh. But God is united. No man may separate. We know what happened when the Pharisees asked Jesus, remember? They did not ask him whether a man could get a divorce and remarry. That was obvious. They asked whether a man could put away his wife for any reason. Well, there were strict Jews and there were, well, lenient Jews, as there are now. The strict Jews said there must be something very serious before a man would get a divorce. The lenient Jews said, any reason. Being 50 years in the priesthood, sisters, I have learned a lot. The younger women are, the more attractive they are. Did you know that? As a wife gets older, well, she gets, well, what do you expect? Older. And then there are women, younger women, whom you could marry. Remember the big sin of David, remember? So, Jesus then restored marriage to its condition before the fall. And hear it. Hope you hear it from some priest at least once in life. Christ's teaching on marriage applies to the whole human race. That apply also to the Jews? Yes. To the Muslims? But in Pakistan, polygamy is the law. So what? That law is contrary to the law of God. No wonder so many Christians have been martyred by the Muslims. No polygamy. The word family in English comes from Latin familia. Familia. Among the Romans, before Christ, the word was there. It never meant, sisters, it did not mean one husband, one wife, and their children. No, familia meant that a man, vir, masculine gender, was in charge of a household, and he had as many wives as he could afford. Besides wives, he would have concubines. That was the law, the Roman law. No wonder so many Christians were martyred. Then, and this is the hard one, as we know, in the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord said, remember, a man even looks lustfully at a woman, he has committed adultery with her in his heart, remember? And in that same context, don't forget this, in that same part of St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, if your eye scandalizes you, pluck it out. Your hand scandalizes you, cut it off. Better go to heaven with one eye or one arm than go to hell with both eyes and both arms. In other words, Christ commanded internal chastity. I told over 600 of my own Jesuit priests. And this, needless to say, internal chastity is not easy. And it means you have to control our thoughts, our desires, and our imagination. On the foundation. What is the foundation of the Christian, of Christ's teaching on the sixth and ninth commandments? It is sacrifice. Sacrifice of our desires and actions to the will of God. You mean God has a right to tell me what kind of thoughts I've got? Yes. Now, should I have certain desires? That's right. But they're my desires. Sorry, my dear. You got a free will. Yah tells you to control your thoughts and desires. And sisters, the missionaries of charity will survive and thrive only as long as your community does not have access to the public media. Am I clear? You open up radio and television to your community, and God help you. No sexual pleasure. And let's be clear. Sexual pleasure is holy. So holy that if it is enjoyed, even internally, outside of marriage, it is, when fully delivered, a grave sin. Let me be clear. I've taught too many people. It is not that sex, as the world uses the language, not that sex or sexual pleasure is bad. Is our driver here yet? Maybe can I finish this? Maybe 2 minutes. It is not that sexual pleasure is bad. No. Sexual pleasure is holy. Very holy. So holy, God wants it. For those who are married between themselves. And that's one reason we are all here. Because God gave our parents the right, the privilege of enjoying what we call their marital embrace. But for one who then either indulges or gives in to sexual pleasure with one's full will outside of marriage, commits a sin, and was fully and completely delivered, it's a grave sin. Not because sex is bad. No, sex is holy. And I think my 2 minutes are up. So we said our Angelus, didn't we? Let's just say the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Virgin most chaste.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.